Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host, alongside our own David Haugh.
We've got a lot of baseball conversation to cover.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haugh on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Bruce Levine. He joins us on The Score Hotline. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Where do you want to begin today, north or south side?
Let's start with the Northsiders. Let's start with the news that that Kyle Hendricks has a lower back issue, and you brought Wesneski back up. Drew Smyly has got a hip pointer of some kind. Did we see that coming? Is I guess the question is, when you look at Hendricks and you look at where they're at, we've talked a lot about it. I know they saw progress in the last time out, but he only lasted four innings, and you know, really that fourth inning, it was a bizarre inning, four straight singles.
I think you're asking me, do I believe the injury is real for the back?
That's right.
And in most cases, I would say no. With Kyle Hendricks, he's going to talk to the media today before the game. So we're going to hear exactly what he thinks is going on. I do know the plan is for him to rehabilitate himself in Arizona. Now, is this more mental than physical, even for one of the most accomplished pitchers in Chicago Cub history? At age almost 35 this August, are there bullets left in the arm? I think that's the thing that everybody's been asking since he first started pitching this year. And again, very few more beloved guys by the fan base, by the media, just a terrific individual. Everybody is rooting for him. But, you know, the reality is, are there any bullets left in that arm? And I don't know. I don't know that answer. I think common sense tells you that right now he can't get through his pitches. He cannot complete his pitches. Is it the back, or is it a fact that there's just too many bullets that have been thrown?
Bruce, I also wonder about the move releasing or designated Garrett Cooper for assignment and bringing up Matt Mervis. Did not necessarily see that coming. I know that Patrick Wisdom, to some degree, made Cooper a little bit of a duplicate part because of the right-handed power. But what are the expectations for Matt Mervis, and how often will he be used?
Well, you know, as you see, he was thrown in right away, you know, after failing last year and then, you know, having a pretty good spring this year as well as the beginning to his season at AAA. They're going to need left-handed bats, and you identified it, the fact that They have 16 games in a row. I believe only two of them are against left-handed pitchers coming up. So therefore, they looked at Cooper and they went, well, we really have a duplication here in Hibb and Wisdom. And on top of that, we're not liking what we see with Cooper's swing, especially against when we have to use him against right-handers. So they made the move. And again, I think, you know, it's a tough break for Cooper, but it's also a resounding thumbs up for the Chicago Cubs and their farm system, the way they feel about their players these days, that they do not have to step out of the organization to be able to improve. And I think with Mervis, we'll see that. I got a chance to talk to him yesterday, and he was a kid that was really tough on himself when he was going bad last year at the beginning of the year and failed to be able to hit. He talked to me about dealing with outside people, his family, more being more open about dealing with the anxiety of not doing well. So we hear about this more and more in sports now. I think it's a refreshing thing that you don't have to be that macho guy any longer to just suck it up and get it done, that there are other vehicles for athletes to get better when they're feeling the pressure.
I love that interview, Bruce, and it was a great question about his confidence, and he was very open, I thought, in answering it. You know, you look at a guy like Garrett Cooper, should the Sox sign him? And I ask that question about every guy in baseball.
You know what? As soon as he was released, I said the White Sox, and then I looked at Eloy, and then I looked at first base where you have Vaughn.
Do you?
Well, he's
know, there.
If you believe Steve Stone, and I do after 40 years of listening to him here in Chicago, he believes the arm is coming, the bat is coming around, and he's starting to hit the ball a little harder. And I'm hoping that for all of the White Sox players. Nobody's been hitting it very hard lately.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
Bruce, I wonder if two things. One, is Pedro Grifol going to take the fall for the Sox historically bad start? And is Ozzie Guillen a viable candidate to replace him?
I hope not on both counts. One is, you know, has Grifol done anything wrong? No, I don't think he has. Would someone be better in that role down the road? Maybe so. How would we be able to decide right now? How would you guys be able to decide if Grifol's doing a good job or not with the talent he has right now?
He was terrible last night. He moved his – I mean, that's a manager loss when you change your bullpen and it blows up on you.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
How many games has he had to manage?
At some point, you got to sit up and take notice of this going to hell.
Okay. Let's work on that premise.
Even if it isn't his fault.
Let's work on that premise that you're right. So who would you bring into this mess? Would you bring in Ozzie?
Yes, I would bring in Ozzie Guillen.
I would too.
Would he want it?
We're going to ask him.
We'll ask him.
It's coming up after you, Bruce.
Yeah.
I think you have to at least consider it. You have to do something with the fan base that is finding every reason. They don't have to look very hard to look away.
You know, I do believe that different managers bring different things to the table, but I think we're searching for straws here, guys, as far as the talent that we're seeing out there. The talent's just not good enough. You guys have watched your baseball your whole lives. White Sox fans have been watching forever. Is there anybody out there outside of Vaughn, maybe Benintendi, that you feel can get better?
Well, their catching position, yeah. I mean, Maldonado's
Corey
hitting
Lee is .0.
No, I mean, are any of these players you think are better than what they're playing?
Well, I mean, get different players then. Try different. Listen, they brought up Danny Mendick, and he's got three hits. They brought up Danny Mendick, and I'm like, Oh my God, I've heard of him. Oh, this is progress.
It's April 20th.
But he's been released twice.
That's why I said it's crazy.
I mean,
that's where they're at.
It's April 24th. You can't concede.
Right. I understand. And I don't want them to concede on the season. But, you know, outside of, you know, you're going to have Tommy Pham come up.
Right.
Hopefully he's going to bring some juice. You know, Clevinger is going to pitch better. He's probably going to pitch five or six good innings. They got a good start from Fetty yesterday.
Yep.
There are some positive signs. It's just totally wiped away when you see 3-20. You know, nobody sees 3-20 starts ever. And it's just mind-boggling. People, when they hear the White Sox lost last night, some of the media people were laughing. And they weren't laughing to be mean. It was a nervous type of laugh, like,
How can you
continue to lose games in so many different ways?
Great stuff, Bruce. Appreciate your time as always, buddy.
Guys, have a great day.
Thanks,
That's
Bruce.
Bruce Levine. We're going to bring Ozzie in. We'll talk next to Ozzie Guillen, and we're going to ask him the hard questions, like, please take over. Is that more of a request than a question? We'll get to Ozzie. Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.